Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right.
Yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
As
always, Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony, huge show today. You know, normally the Eagles being 5-0 would be a top story by far, but no. Controversy in the NFL, the refs ruining games with their, as usual, horrible judgment.
Terrible.
And, you know, on other sports shows, you know, what they do with this topic is they just bitch and moan about it and do nothing. But not on this show, because as you all know, what we do is we give solutions, right? And we have solutions that are going to fix this whole problem instantly. And you know what we're going to do, Tony? We're going to run them by former vice president of NFL officiating, Dean Blandino, and just wait until he gets a load of what we have in store for him, right?
Yeah, he's going to be embarrassed that he hadn't thought of all these ideas first.
Absolutely. But before we get to that, just quick, some business up top, a word from our good friends at Uber Eats. Do you still go to restaurants? Why?
Yeah. Do you like watching other people eat? Are you some kind of food pervert? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, eat at home like a normal person. Uber Eats. Okay, now that we got that business out of the way, let's get right into our news with our top story.
Top story.
Huge crisis in the NFL. The refs continuing to interrupt and ruin the game with their continued poor judgment. And, you know, this past week we saw it twice. Terrible roughing the passer calls. One on Raiders QB Derek Carr and Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady. And Tony, we have simple solutions that are going to fix all of this. Why don't you tell them our first one?
Yep. Get ready to have your mind blown. Refs to ref the refs. Another team of refs that sit on the sidelines, and when the ref blows a whistle that they don't like, they blow the whistle on the ref. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like that famous movie from the 90s. Of course I'm talking about Internal Affairs. Richard Gere was a police officer, but so was Andy Garcia, who then investigated Richard Gere and brought him to justice.
Such a great, relatable analogy there, Tony.
Yeah.
And you know, that's not our only fix. See, the problem with refs is that they have too much power. You know, they get unlimited flags. You know,
yeah.
It's that kind of unchecked power that we cannot have. have in our country and in our government, unless, of course, the right people are in charge. But anyway, tell them our solution to figure that out, Tony.
It's simple. Limit each ref to 3 flags per game. That's all they get. That way, when they see something, they go, ooh, do I really want to waste a precious flag on this call that I'm pulling out of my ass? Ooh, you know what? I'm going to save it for something more egregious.
Absolutely. And, you know, we got a ton of more great ideas where that came from. But, you know, we're going to save it for when Blandino gets on here. We're going to blow his mind. But we got another big story to get to. Davante Adams, Raiders wide receiver, in hot water and now charged with attempted assault for shoving a cameraman after the loss to the Chiefs on Monday night. Now, this camera guy's attorney just released a statement that says Davante showed, quote, egregiously unsportsmanlike behavior. You want to talk unsportsmanlike? Look in the mirror. You know, this camera guy, this numbskull, he was standing in the tunnel that leads to the locker room. You know, we talk about situational awareness for players, Tony, on the field. What about situational awareness for the cameramen?
Exactly. How can you press charges for that? I mean, if you were standing in the middle of a highway, would you press charges against the semi-truck that hit you? No, because you're probably dead.
Great analogy, Tony. And, you know, let's move to another big story out of the NFC. The Panthers surprised nobody by firing their loser of a head coach, Matt Rhule. And now Baker Mayfield, who was already playing like a poor man's Jamarcus Russell, injured and out for 2 to 6 weeks. We looked this up, Tony, right before the show.
According
to ESPN Stats and Info, the Panthers' chance of making the playoffs is now down to -80%. And,
That's
you know,
bad.
It seems what's obvious to do here, Tony, the next move, clear, shut down the entire team. You know, furlough all the employees, just wrap it here and come back in 2023. Because think about it, then nobody has to watch the crappy games, right? And it's also better for player safety, isn't it, Tony?
100%. You know, we say players shouldn't play in the preseason when games don't matter. What about in the regular season when games don't matter? It's a clear double standard there.
Terrific point, Tony. And one more story we got to hit here, staying in the NFC. After the Commanders' loss to the Titans, head coach Ron Rivera, he was asked to name a reason why the Commanders are the only team in the NFC East that sucks right now. And he said, quarterback. Now, obviously, he was right about that. Yeah, he's totally right on the money. But, you know, feelings got to Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
He was upset. And, you know, Ron Rivera, class act.
Totally.
He knew what to do. He apologized to Carson Wentz. And he said what he had. He called it a mea culpa moment. And, you know, Tony, that great move by Rivera there, because that really clears the air for the Commanders. You know, because once someone says mea culpa, you know, you got to completely forget about what they said before, don't you, Tony?
100%. In fact, if I'm being honest, I'm having trouble right now remembering what Ron Rivera even said in the first place.
Absolutely. It's a total non-story now. And, you know, this is Ron Rivera setting a great example that, you know, I think other head coaches and athletes should follow. Isn't that right, Tony?
Absolutely. You know, if Brett Favre would just come out right now and say, mea culpa, that would make all these welfare fraud accusations go away.
So true. Terrific advice there, Tony. Let's hope Mr. Brett Favre takes it. You know, on the subject of terrific advice that we're going to give our guest, I see our guest coming on the line right now. So let's bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, let's bring in our guest here, former vice president of officiating for the NFL. He was also head of officiating for the XFL, which in some ways is even more impressive.
Yeah, terrific.
Yeah. Now you see him on Fox, of course, as their rules analyst there. Dean Blandino, welcome back to the show.
Welcome back, Dean.
Thank you. Hey, Paulie, you kind of downgraded me. I was actually the senior vice president of officiating for the NFL. So you just took my title.
Well, frankly, you know, nobody really gives a shit about refs and their titles, so it's just par for the course. So we'll just leave it at that.
Don't correct the host, please.
Allow me, my due respect, senior vice president of officiating for the NFL. There you go. Also, fire your publicist who sent the wrong information. All right, there you go. All right, Dean. Obviously, top story here, the league is in crisis. Total embarrassment for you, your former colleagues there, you know, with this roughing the passer situation. Our sources inside the league are up in arms. So we have a two-part question for you. What's your take? And also, why are your former colleagues so terrible at their jobs?
Okay, so my take is roughing the passer. I don't think it's broken. I think that we just had a bad week. It's like sometimes you might have a bad week, right? You have good weeks, you have bad weeks. This was a bad week for the NFL officials. Roughing the passer.
I got to stop you right there. You're already kind of making excuses for them, you know, bad week, good week.
I didn't like the calls. I didn't like the call on Tom Brady. I didn't like the call on Monday night, and I don't know why they missed it. I don't know if it's because they miss me and they miss my direction and leadership. That's probably the biggest
reason. That's a shot. Yeah. Well,
but I'm interested, you know, a lot of people out there, they want to complain. They want to bitch. They want to moan, and nobody comes with solutions.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
He understands why he's on the show. All right. Look, we're going to give you one out of the box here, and I'm telling you, Dean, you're going to kick yourself for not thinking of it earlier. All right.
All right.
Here's our fix. You ready?
I'm ready.
Refs to ref the refs. Okay, I'm not talking about like, you know, your nerds who sit in the box up in New York watching the TVs. I'm talking about a second team of refs on the field that come over the top. So when the refs blow a whistle on a bad call, the other refs blow a whistle on those refs. There you go.
So a second set of referees that are going to overrule, and it happens in real time. And where are they during the play? Are they on the field? Are they on the sideline?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Yeah, they're all over, everywhere.
How many are there?
I don't know, six, ten, whatever.
You know, we're getting into the dynamics earlier, but I'd say one backup ref for every other ref.
This is like, so this idea, you guys have a phenomenal idea. It's like,
thank you.
It was like the person that said, okay, we're back whenever, however many thousands and millions of years ago, where it's like, we're trying to drag this giant, you know, mammoth carcass across the plains.
And we're having a hard time.
And we're going to create something that can help our vehicle roll easier. And they came up with the idea for the wheel.
That's some sort of terrible analogy. I can't follow.
I'm trying to work with you guys here. Okay.
Let's just say sports talk, maybe not your thing. Yeah. Maybe stick to the rules. What are you trying to say? That it's like
you guys have a great idea, but you need to work out the details.
Well, what are the details? That's why we brought you here. All right.
I want to ask you a simple question. You're going six, he's going 10, you're going, I mean,
all right, six. We'll give you six.
Okay.
Six?
Yeah. Six.
Okay. Six officials. Got it. Six reps to ref the refs. Got it. Six. Yeah. Okay. All right. No, I'm just asking.
Do you want to
questions.
Give us your feedback? I guess you're just so mind blown. All right.
Yeah.
You think you're going to consider that
one?
I'm
going to consider that one.
All right. Good. Because we're going to give you another one. All right. Here you go. Here's another one. You know, refs, they're out of control. Unchecked power. We got to check it. Here's our idea. Three flags per game. That's all any ref gets. You know why? Because when they see something borderline, they'll go, better hold on to my flag.
Should I throw this one? I don't want to waste it. I'll only have one or two left.
Okay, each so ref, it's an interesting concept, flags. But that means there's seven officials. If all seven officials have three flags, that's 21 fouls. That's actually more than the average number of fouls per game. So let's take it down. Let's take it down. Not three. Let's go two.
Oh, wow. See, I like your thinking here.
There you go.
Two flags per game.
Two flags
perfect.
Per game.
Now you're getting it. You're leaving. You were inside the box. Now you're outside the box
a little bit.
Okay.
I like it.
All right. We like this. All right. Good. Here's another idea. Now we're rolling. You ever hear of crowdsourcing, Dean?
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's a modern term. I wasn't sure if you
were. I get it. I know you guys are up on the modern term.
We are.
Here you go. Yeah. Why are we relying on, you know, seven refs on the field? We got the Jumbotron. Show the play like we always do. Put it to a vote in the stands. Right, Tony?
Yeah, it's like the audience on the very popular show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Lifelines. They ask the audience, yeah, then they go with the answer. It counts.
And maybe you get, you know, like Meredith Vieira or someone to host it. You know, Steve Harvey comes out, he reads the results.
So the fans in the stadium would vote on, but don't you think that would be an advantage for the home team?
Yeah. It's incentive for your fan base to travel to other cities.
Oh, there you go. We're selling more tickets.
I'm impressed. I'm not gonna lie. I'm impressed.
There you go. See, all right, there you go. Good.
And it's even more impressive considering the limited, like, cognitive abilities you have to come up with these types of ideas. I'm just saying.
Hold on just a moment, Donnie. I see what's going on here. He was just going along with this. He was setting a trap for us. So then he could come in.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
Do you understand what cognitive means? Do you understand? Do I need to explain that to you? Just saying.
Did you just say we have limited brain capacity?
Yeah.
Guess what we also have for you, Dean? Limited show capacity. Because guess what, Dean?
Guess what, Dean?
There's one thing you got right. Your last name. You are Blandino. And you're also off the show. You don't talk like that.
You're Dean Blandino.
You're not even Dean Cain. Get out of here.
Go Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, first of all, his loss. And second of all, Tony, when an NFL ref calls you cognitively impaired, you know that's actually a compliment. Because their judgment is so bad. Just to explain that line for you people at home, because, you know, who knows what's going on here.
Exactly.
All right, look, we're going to just get out right now. You know, not let that ruin what was otherwise a terrific show. We're going to thank our good friends at Uber Eats for their terrific... Oh, no.
If it isn't the king of bland, producer Jay. Yeah.
Mr. Jay Blandino, what?
You said the Panthers have a negative 80% chance of making the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's impossible. You can't have a negative chance of anything. You would just have 0%.
Oh, yeah? Well, you have 0% of brain.
Yeah. 0% chance is what every girl calls you.
Good one, Tony. Bang on there.
No, number two.
Oh, yeah.
What?
You also said Davante Adams has been charged with attempted assault?
Yeah.
No, he assaulted him. He was charged with assault. It wasn't attempted.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm attempted to punch you in the nuts.
Yeah. I'm going to Davante Adams you right after the show.
Yeah, watch now, where you walk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No.
Now that's
what?
It.
What? What?
No. Lastly, another thing. You guys not only butcher the English language, you butcher Latin.
What?
You pronounced it mea culpa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. It's pronounced mea culpa.
Great. Question back for you. Mea punch you in the nuts after the show.
Yeah. Mea turn off your mic right now.
Look at him soaking that, Tony. Yeah, you know, if he was smart, he'd say mea culpa, so we'd forget about all his terrible work on this show right now. But
it's too late for him.
But you know who it's not too late for, Tony? Next week, booked on the show, Eagles legend, Super Bowl hero, Nick Foles. We look forward to that.
Huge.
In the meantime, talking about huge, the numbers on our social platforms continue to grow. Big time. Make sure to follow us. If you haven't already, you probably do already, but who are we talking about there? Anyway, Tony, great show as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week. Bye.
See ya.